it chopped off just a little bit, but you were talking about the Concord Church and the fact that they say that your record of their cemetery is the only one that they have now.
Yeah. This secretary out there talked to a friend of mine. She told her that the record, the WPA, they always, these churches now, a lot of them send their inquiries to the WPA or to the library to go down there and say, go down to the library and get the WPA records and see what they did here.
Mm-hmm.
I've had that happen to me several times that they've told me at the library, and then people who've been like Concord Church, that they send them down to the library to go down there and look at the record that we made.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, it's all the only record they have of the tombstones in the cemetery out there.
Mm-hmm.
We've had several other churches, had several up in, I think it was Gallatin, it was up around, it was under the Nashville Project, but I think it's Gallatin Church, and then there was a church out, it was out east of Nashville on the main road coming here.
Mm-hmm.
We had another burial down, it was up in Grundy County, down in the valley after you get across the mountain, that we copied. It was out in a field, and they copied the tombstones, these big box tombs. Nobody knew anything about it, but they was all out there. And, they, and I believe it's the old Hoard Cemetery.
Hoard?
Yeah.
H-O-R-D?
H-O-A-R-D, I think.
H-O-A-R-D?
I think that's what. I think it's a corruption of the name Howard, but they call it Hoard. It was a Hoard family that.
There's one another thing I wonder about is you went to those county courthouses, and those people themselves had to see the shape that their own records were in. It probably made a lot of them more aware of the records and made them.
Some of them it did, and some of them didn't want to be bothered with it. The politicians didn't want to be bothered with it. We offered it, we were offered a copy to any county. You see, we had no supplies. Ms. Moore furnished hers, the State Library furnished the material, the paper, and we used the very best rag paper and the carbon paper to copy it with. But they, if they got a copy, they were offered a copy if they wanted to furnish the supplies, but many of them didn't want it. They didn't want
many of the counties?
No. We went to every judge. That's what the supervisor was supposed to do, and I checked behind them. They went to every judge and asked them if they wanted a copy. If they would furnish the material, they could have a copy, but the WPA wouldn't furnish the material for it. And some of them took it, some of them didn't. Some of them took one and didn't take them all. And the DAR got a copy of the earlier ones, but after the DAR, after we had run for a while, the state regents changed in the DAR, and the successor, the one that was in office when I started, didn't want to spend that money for that particular project, so she cut it off. So they've got in Washington at the DAR library, they've got as many as the first regent took, state regent. But when her successor cut the project off, well, we didn't continue because they had to furnish the material.
So how many records do you think that you left undone? That had to be left undone because of state regents?
Well, we started for the earliest record in every county where we're in. That would be hard. I don't know. We had there were a number that were copied in longhand that weren't typed. I don't know what they did with them. They were left in Nashville. Somebody told me one time that they took them out to a warehouse they had out on the Charlotte Pike and put them all in files out there. I've been told that. I don't know what they did with them.
It may still
but
be
they
there.
They were in the office in Nashville when I left the project. That's all I know.
As you,
and they took from the district office is the one Chattanooga, person who was in charge. You see, there was another project, the Historical Records Survey, that was a national project. Well, we started independently, and we operated for about 3 years before they were organized. And it was a national project, and we were put under that, but they allowed my project to run on just as it had before, the Copying Transcription Unit, it was called.
Copying Transcription
Unit. It was really a transcription unit, the way they called it. That was their name for it. After the, we called it copying to make it plain to what we were doing.
As you went to Ray County, you know, I've always heard about Mr. Barnes and the records,
yes.
But was this prior to Mr. Barnes's interest in the county records?
Oh, no, it was after.
After.
When Mr. Barnes got the records that he got there, they were all packed up in dress boxes or scavenged in the basement. And the sheriff, somebody had a change in the officials there. And somebody told him to, they told the janitor to clean the place up, and he loaded them all on the wagon and was going down the street with them. And Mr. Barnes had a museum up over the bank, and he saw this man going down there, and he went out and asked him what he had on there, and when he saw it, he said, well, I want those, I'll take them. And I think he gave him $5 for the wagon full of things. And then when he got them, he saw there were just everything in just gathered up and put in there, all kinds of records. So he lived, his sister lived across the street from me, and he and I were friends. And he brought them down and asked me what to do with them. And I said, well, I'll sort them out for you. So I did. And he found there were these Justice of the Peace records, peace warrants, I guess you call them. I don't know what they...
Bonds, peace warrants.
Bonds. And he had enough for, they were signatures that he made a frieze around his office of governors of the state, starting with William Blunt, that all the way up to past the Civil War, up to the 1880s. He put them in succession around his office there over the bank where he had.
Mm-hmm.
But he just happened on to him. He didn't know anything about it till the man was going down the street with them loaded on the wagon. But the sheriff ordered them taken out of there and cleaned up. It should have been cleaned up, but not the way it was done.
Uh-huh. Well, what shape do you think that the Hamilton County records were in as compared to Ray County when you got to them? And where were they? Were they all in the courthouse when you got there? Or were
When we started, I think they were. I'm not sure they were all in the courthouse. They had a warehouse over across the ridge, you know, down there before you get to Valdo.
I know they have it today. I didn't know they had it then.
Yes, they had it then. And they sent there were a lot of things that were over there that we had to send over there and get. And we had trouble getting them, but we did. I mean, some that we wanted to copy because the early Hamilton records are in worse shape than a lot of other counties that we had. We had some where their series in each department was good and we could follow it right along, but Hamilton, it'd be a Chancery book here and a circuit court book, minutes there, and some nothing in series. And
so none of your people actually went across the river into the warehouse to get the records. You sent for them, and
we had to send somebody over there with the county. They made us send somebody. They generally took the worker over there, and the worker would get what they.
So it's possible that you didn't get all the records that were in that warehouse that you really should have gotten, because if whoever went to get them just didn't see them, or...
Of course, that we'll never know, but I think they did. I think the workers knew pretty well what they were doing. See, they had copied records from other counties where they had the series where it was more complete. They had done records here for Rae, for Roone, for McMeon. They had pretty good records up there. And none of them in this district were as good as they were up in the first district. Up in Washington County, they had better, older records and more complete. Green County had good records, and they'd always kept their records in pretty good shape in Green County. They had their marriages and their minutes, wills, all in books and all.
How would you characterize the support that you got from the very top officials in the state? Were they completely cooperative and supportive of you in this project?
Well, I think that you see, we were under Mrs. Mrs. Betty Luck, who was assistant to Mrs. The woman that was the assistant to Colonel Berry. She had charge of all the women's work. Coppedge. Elizabeth Coppedge from Memphis was her name. And we were under her, but we didn't see her very much. She didn't know much. She didn't know much about this type of, nothing about this type of work. And her object was, she was entertained with the top official. She was a social representative.
Well, somebody has to do that too.
Yeah, that's
and sometimes
right.
That's a pretty important.
It takes all kinds to make the show go.
Well, at the time this project was going in Tennessee, did they have a similar project in surrounding states, or was Tennessee a leader?
It was one of the first to organize this type. We were organized, the project that I supervised was organized at least maybe 2 years before the National Historic Survey, when they organized it. They put us under that, but they didn't change my operation, the way we operated.
Mm-hmm.
They had another one here, the Historical Records Survey, that Arch Fahey was the supervisor of it. Young Arch, he was Arch Junior, I believe.
And that was another distinct project.
It was a Historical Records Survey. They made a survey of all the records, and they surveyed each book. Well, we made a survey, and we listed each book separately, and the title of the book and the whether it was
period covered.
Yes, what we wanted to copy, but we didn't go into great detail about the size of the all of that they did.
Well, how did this project come to an end? Describe the ending of it. Did it all of a sudden you get a letter, or did you wind it down? And
well, it just gradually. I left before it was. Finally, they had the office in Nashville ran for. They took all the records here. Arch Fahey, I turned over everything in my office here to Arch Fahey, the Historical Records Survey, and he took them, put them in a truck and took them to Nashville, what was left. And that's the last I know of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was put under the girls that were operating on my project there, they wound it up. But they didn't finish it up, they just cut it and come off, just stopped them from work.
Mm-hmm.
And then they told me that they sent them down to this warehouse on the Charlotte Pike.
One other thing I wonder about the workers, for instance, the ones in Chattanooga, were they selected from the immediate area, or did they go far afield to select workers, or?
They were mostly from Chattanooga and Missionary Ridge. They were all from here, Hamilton County.
Mm-hmm.
We had some of them lived out on the ridge, and lived out in the county. Some, I was trying to think, they lived out just around where. you know, the project was county-wide. It was a county project,
mm-hmm.
not a Chattanooga project. It was a county project.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't want to get too personal, but do you remember any of the amounts of money that were paid to any of the workers, or what kind of salaries were involved, or the details for payment?
No, I'm not good on figures, neither. I don't remember. I really, you see, I thought I had one or two. I've got one or two slips of things that I could show you.
They were just paid by the hour, is that the way it worked?
I don't really remember whether it was paid by the hour or by the day, by the week. I don't know.
Well, is there anything else about this project that we haven't covered? I can't think of any questions to ask about it anymore.
No, except that I had very strong backing from the DAR and from the women's clubs in Tennessee. We had excellent cooperation from all of the women. You see, this was just beginning. Women were beginning to take part in public affairs and things of that sort, and it was so many of them found themselves out of work with nothing. They have no money at home. You know, you don't know what the Depression was like, but anybody that you didn't have anything. It just came on like that and hit the country in a bad thing. And I think he did. They pulled the country out of a bad jam when he organized this. Mr. House, his assistant, who was, I think, his advisor.
Well, I'm going to leave that on the tape because I think that should be in print.
Huh?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I do think that he did pull the country out of a jam. The country was in a bad, nobody had anything and no place to get it.
Yeah.
And I think they went around, the idea of the whole thing was wrong. I mean, I think they should organize a plan of work and said the work's here, now anybody that wants work, come and get it. In that, they put a lot of people to work. Some of them worked and some of them didn't. A lot of them were just stood on the shovel and didn't work at all. A lot of people boondoggled, and we had people that worked for me that I don't know. Squatchy Valley, over in Pikeville, people couldn't get on the WPA who were deserving, who wanted to, because they didn't belong to the right branch, the Democratic Party. They're all Democrats over there, and they if they didn't belong to the right faction, they couldn't get on. I know that to be a fact. I know things that happened over there. There was one, we had a project over there, the one man was
I sure do hate to take that off the tape, but I will if you want it on. I see why you wouldn't want the politics.
No, I don't want anything about politics.
Okay.
I'm not in politics.
Well, I'll take that off the tape then. Because You do know that this is going to be an oral history project.
I'm not an oral history project.
Well, no, but you're a part of it. But that I'll take off. So
don't leave that on there, because I'm a very opinionated person.
Those are the best kind.
No, I'm not sure they are.
I'm opinionated too, and I know they're the best.
I'm opinionated, but I had one. This supervisor I had in Nashville, Miss Tilly Porter, Miss Sarah Barry, Colonel Barry's sister, was her best friend. That's how she got her job. Miss Tilly had never done a day's work in her life, but she was one of the nicest people, and the girls all just adored her. And one day, one girl said to her, Miss Tilly said, "We love you because you have such nice manners." And she said, "Do you know, Mary, my mother always said, good manners come from good feelings."
A good philosophy.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm going to leave that on there. That's
well,
important.
She had them. She was that kind of a person.
Mm-hmm.
She got along with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
She never had worked had never done any kind of work.
Mm-hmm.
Anything except, I suppose she may have dusted her rosewood furniture in her home, which she had plenty of it. But she never had done anything. And she came in there and worked like anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And she was just the loveliest, I never knew a lovely person. Mm-hmm. And the girls all just adored her.
You say the girls were most of the workers?
Yeah,
girls?
Most of them. We had a few men, but not too many men. There were a few men on the project.
Can you remember any of them? Their names?
The men. No, I don't remember.
Well, as this project wound to a close, what was the next thing? What was your next thing in life? What
My did next you, operation.
Your next operation.
Let me see, what did I do now?
You say this lasted until about 1945?
What did I do? I can't even think what I did now.